Welcome to episode 36 of the Mile 62 podcast. I'm your host, Richard Elkins, coming to you from a chilly Austin, Texas. I'd like to wish everyone a happy new year. This is the first podcast of the new year. Wish everyone the best in your endeavors, especially your running endeavors. And hope everyone's staying safe. You know, we're still dealing with this COVID crap. Things seem to be getting a little bit better in the Austin area, but across the U.S. it's still pretty serious. Anyways, we, you know, in the running world, we've learned to stay safe. You know, this has been affecting races since March last year. A great deal of my races were canceled last year, and I had to fill them in with more Tejas Trails races. Tejas Trails, there, a lot of their events are in more rural areas in central Texas, so a lot of the venues were not affected by COVID. They were pretty creative in spreading the races out over 3 days and spreading people out. Some of the races you had to bring your own water or nutrition and hydration. So I was able to do some more races in the fall. Actually had one of my best years. I mean, I placed top 10 in one race and I won one race. I got first place in Jackalope Jam, the ruck division, the 48 hours. So, you know, there were some good things that happened last year, even though overall people would agree that 2020 is a year that we want to forget. This podcast, I'm calling it the 2021 Texas Trail Racing Schedule. So what I've done is I've consolidated the Tejas Trails racing schedule and also the Trail Racing Over Texas schedule, or what a lot of people call TROT. And go month by month and go through each race. So, they're competitors. So you go online, there's no place to see both schedules together so you can plan your year. So I did this last year. A lot of people liked it. So I'm going to do it again. And one thing I will say is, like I've said before, I just include Tejas Trails and Trail Racing Over Texas. They're the two biggest race directors. I do realize there are some smaller race directors, like in Dallas-Fort Worth area. One notably called Run for Bibles. I've done one of their events. It's usually in March. Highly recommend them. And they also post, you can sign up for their events on Ultra Sign Up. Their events are usually at the Cedar Creek Park. The other race directors, there's another one in San Angelo and Dallas, and then there's a smaller one in Austin Spectrum, or sometimes called Rogue Running. I don't include their events because they don't post the results to Ultra Sign Up. I'm a little bit, I guess, an ass about that, but that's, you know, in our community, if you're trying to get a sponsor or be an ambassador for someone, basically everyone in the trail racing community uses Ultra Sign Up to see what you've done, and, you know, whether or not you're going to be on a podcast, get interviewed, whatever. So I think it's a decent thing for race directors to post the results to Ultra Sign Up. It doesn't cost anything for them to do that. And I know this because when I lived briefly in California, I lived there for 2 years. I did a bunch of trail racing out there. There were a few races that didn't post to Ultra Sign Up, so I gathered the results and I posted them myself. So you can do that. If you've ever had a race that you were disappointed the results are not on Ultra Sign Up, you can get the results from the race and put it in a CVS file, Excel file, CVS format, and send it to Ultra Sign Up, and they will upload it and it'll be on your profile. It's a little bit work to do that, but it's possible to do that. A lot of people don't know. And the instructions on how to do that are on Ultra Sign Up as well. So, you know, I told the story before. I signed up for a three trail race series during the summer in Austin by one race director down here. And they told me before I signed up that they posted the results to Ultra Sign Up. And then after I did the three races, they refused to do it. So since then, I've been kind of a... I, I, they lost a good business because actually their trail races were pretty well organized, and I liked them, but I'll never do their races again because they weren't honest with me. So anyways, if a race director, they don't have to use Ultra Sign Up for registration, and we know Tejas Trails doesn't do that. I really like the fact that Trail Racing Over Texas uses Ultra Sign Up. I think that's just a really smart for them, and that's how they probably get more people to sign up for their races doing that. It's very clever. But I don't require that to be in my list. I require that you post the data. And these two race directors are very good about that. And they're the two biggest in Texas. So having said that, well, let's get started talking about it. So January, we have Bandera 100K. Bandera, Texas. That's Hill Country State Park. It's January 9th through 10th. The race is actually tomorrow. So I'm in the 100K and pretty excited about it. It's going to be my fourth Bandera. Just a great race. It's one of the few races that I kind of earmark every year that I'm going to do. And it's just a great venue, and they do a great job. And it's Hoka sponsored this year. So it brings in pros from all over the U.S. And it's also a golden ticket race for Western States. So that's going on. That race is sold out now, but keep it in mind for future years. Running the Rose is at Tyler State Park. That's in North Texas. That's put on by Trail Racing Over Texas. That's a race that I've always wanted to do, but it just kind of falls in a bad time. It's also a little bit far for me, but I do plan on, I really like to do their 108K. So in Tyler, they running the Rose, they have 108K, a 54K, 22 mile, 11 mile, and a 7K. And that's on January 23rd. And I think that race is close to sold out now. That course is two or three loops. I think it's three loops for the 108K. Another thing about Bandera is, it's a 50K loop. So if you don't like to do a lot of loops, Bandera is a great course, and that's why it's a great venue for several races that they put on, because 100K is just two loops. And then in February, Tejas Trails has the Hoka Rocky Raccoon 100 mile and 100K. I'm also registered for this race. This race is at Huntsville State Park, which is about an hour north of Houston. That's on February 6th and 7th. And this year it's a new course. They've redesigned it a little bit. And it's also a Western States qualifier. You need to finish the course in under 30 hours. Great course. A lot of people, I even heard on some of the bigger West Coast podcasts, they always think it's a race that people should go to try to get their Western States qualifier. But a lot of people come up empty because it is a kind of a fast course, but it is hilly in some places. It also goes down near the lake, so it's kind of swamp area. It's challenging. It's one of my few DNFs. I registered for the 100 mile 2 years ago and only made it 100K and pulled out. So this year is kind of redemption for me. But they have about a 50% DNF rate. So it's a tough race. But highly recommend it. Well organized. Good location. There is some risk that it could be canceled due to COVID. I think the risk is small. A lot of races in Houston area have been canceled. The Tejas Trails has said that they've rented the whole park. So I think that's going to be deemed pretty safe because they have spread out the start times. So I think the risk of being canceled is very, very low, but I look forward to it. A week later, on February 13th, is the Hoka Rocky 50 mile. So it's at Huntsville State Park, same location, but the next week is a 50 mile and 50K and a 13.1 mile. I will say both of these races are usually pretty cold, and you never know what to expect on the weather. Then towards the end of February, we have the Jackalope Jam. That's February 18th through 21. That's at Seven Isle Ranch, which is Cat Springs, Texas. It's about an hour west of Houston. Great venue. I know it very well. I've ran the Habanero several times. The Jalapeno was out there, and I Last year I won the ruck division for seven for the Jackalope Jam. So they have a 72-hour, 48-hour, 24-hour, 12-hour, and 6 hours. The loop is a mile and a half loop, and it's fairly flat. It's a great race, good fun. It has one aid station, which is the start finish. I'm not sure if I'm gonna do it this year. I'm a little bit disappointed that they haven't changed the course because of COVID. There's a lot of people on that mile and a half course, and I've asked twice about it, and it sounds like they're gonna keep it the same. So let's see. But I know that's gonna be a lot of people have signed up for it. It is good fun. If it wasn't for COVID, I'd definitely be out there again doing the ruck, because it's one of the few ruck races in Texas. I really like it. In March, we have a new race from Trail Racing Over Texas called the Sasquatch Shuffle. It's just announced. It's going to be at Mission Tejas, which is I think it's about a couple hours south of Tyler. It's kind of in East Texas. It's closer to the Houston folks than the Austin folks. They're going to have 100K all the way down to 10 miles. So 100K, 50K, 30K. This is limited to 400 people, so this one just opened up yesterday. So this one might fill up pretty quickly. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it. I'm going to wait in another week, because on January 16th from 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock, Trail Racing Over Texas is going to have a 25% discount. So that is really the best day to sign up for your races that you want to do with Trail Racing Over Texas for this year. So that's January 16th from 2 to 7. Keep that in mind. I don't think it's going to fill up by then, but definitely have to register for it this month. They have a pretty cool buckle that they've designed. It's going to be at Mission Tejas this year, but it's going to move to Bastrop next year. And Bastrop is close to Austin, so that's going to be kind of cool. That'll be a new race. Then that's with Trail Racing Over Texas. Then we have J&J. Boy, I've done this race several times. This is by Tejas Trails. This is at Camp Eagle, very famous place in Central Texas. They had one Bandera out there because the Bandera was rained out in Bandera. A very tough course. Technical, rocky. They're going to have 100K, 42 mile, 21 mile, 10 mile, 4 mile. This is on March 12th through 14th in Rock Springs, Texas, is Camp Eagle. So you go to Kerrville and then you go west about 1 hour. It's in the middle of nowhere. No risk to be canceled. Great place. It's a camp that's used by Cub Scouts and different organizations. And one new thing this year, they're adding 101 mile. I can't imagine doing it on that course. 100K is at a J&J is kind of like doing 100 miles on a kind of a moderate course. But anyways, Tejas Trails has added 101 mile to J&J this year. I think that's going to be my March race, because I'm going to do an ultra every month this year. I got close to doing it last year, but so many races got canceled. It kind of screwed up my plans. So probably going to see me doing the J&J 100K in March. And then towards the end of the month, Trail Racing Over Texas is having another race out at in San Felipe area. It's at Stephen F. Austin State Park. It's called the San Felipe Shootout. This is a race that they've had several years. I've never done this race, but I heard it's pretty good. So they're going to have 22.4 miles, 13.1, 10K. So a smaller race, but also very close. You know, Stephen F. State Park is Huntsville, San Felipe area. So it's very close to the Houston bunch. In April, Tejas Trail is going to have Hell's Hills. It's a 50-miler, 50K, 25K. This is in Smithsville, Texas, not far from Austin. It's at Rocky Hill Ranch. That's April 2nd through 4th. I think that's the one I'm going to do in April, Hell's Hills. Then in Houston, they're having Brazos Bend 50. This is a big event. It's in Needleville, Texas, at the big park there. Big event for Trail Racing Over Texas. I think also high risk to be canceled. You know, Brazos Bend was canceled in December. It's right there in the Houston area. So if COVID is still kicking, I think that one's a high risk to be canceled. Coyote Run is going to be April 17th. That's in Claiborne State Park. That's by Trail Racing Over Texas. So that's south of Dallas. They're going to have 50 mile, 50K, 25K. I signed up for this last year, but it was canceled. So I want to do this one as well. I think I'm going to do the Hell's Hills. And so I highly suggest it if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. to do the one in Claiborne, Coyote Run, Trail Racing Over Texas. Then towards the end of April, April 23rd through 25th, there's Pandora. This is by Tejas Trails. They're going to have a 52-miler, 26.2, 13.1, 8, and 4. This is in Burnett, Texas, very close to where I live, 10 miles down the highway. This is at Revel Peak Ranch. I might do that one. I don't know. It might be too close to Hell's Hills. Definitely in April, I'm going to either do Hell's Hills or Pandora. May, Wildflower in Bastrop State Park. So this is going to be the same location as Sasquatch in 2022. So this is a pretty good race. It fills up fast. It's done by Trail Racing Over Texas. 50K, 26.2 miles, 25K, 13. This is May 8th through 9th. Then a little mid-month, we have Spider Mountain. This is a new race that started last year by Tejas Trails. It's exactly what it sounds like, a mountain. But it's not a ski resort. It's a mountain bike resort. But it does have a ski lift to take mountain bikers to the top. So you know where I'm getting at. This is vert. This is a really tough course. You run up the mountain, then you run down. You run up the mountain, then you run down. And they let you use the lift, I think, once or twice during the race. They have a 4 mile, 8 mile, 6 hour, 9 hour, 12 hour. I really want to do this one. So I think I'm going to do the 12 hour. So that's going to be my May race. But it looks really cool. I've seen the website. I wasn't able to do it last year. Looks really cool. So it's not far from Austin. Then towards the end of May is Possum's Revenge in Grayford, Texas. That's west of Fort Worth, about hour and a half. Really nice venue. It's there on a Possum Kingdom Lake, I think's the name. Does kind of a figure eight through the lake, you know, the coast of the lake is. Really tough course because it's very hot that time of year. But great venue. I'm not going to do it this year. I did it the year before. One of the few times I've run into a big rattlesnake, I saw it on that course. Spooked the crap out of me because I was doing the 69 mile and I saw it 1 mile from the finish line, you know, so I'm coming in kind of late in the night, early morning, and hallucinating, and I see this long, about 6 foot rattlesnake just kind of laid out in the next to this, looks like it wants to cross this Jeep road that I'm running down that's kind of sandy. And I had two lights on. I had my waist light and my headlight, and it was shining on this rattlesnake, and it looked kind of like a Excalibur sword. It was shining with diamonds and everything. It's amazing. It's like God's looking out for us, you know, making these things glow in the dark. It's really weird how it, you know, that does that. But I mean, it's like it was glowing in the grass because of all the, it was a Eastern Diamondback. And my light spooked it. It just was just laying there. It wasn't moving, wasn't doing anything. And I was, even though I was on a Jeep road, I was kind of nervous to cross in front of them. But, you know, I've been in snake courses. They say, you know, if it's not coiled up, it's not going to strike. And he wasn't angry. And sure enough, someone came along and said, hey, we can go in front of it. It's not going to do anything. And we did, and it didn't do anything. The lights really spooked it. And it didn't want anything to do with us. But anyways, that's in Possum's Revenge, end of May. Highly recommended. If you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that's a really cool race to do. And that one's put on by Trail Racing Over Texas. June. So we get in June, July, August. June and July, Trail Racing Over Texas closed down. So they don't have any races, so it's just Tejas Trails. But in June, the festival, it's the running festival. And that's one I've been wanting to do. It's in Spice Woods, Cross Springs, very close to Austin. So they have it where you can run like three or four races on the weekend. They have a 26.2, a 13.1, 10K, 5K. So you can sign up as a package and do all of them. And it's a cool place. You can take your kids. It's got a river and all that. So hopefully the COVID crap will be gone by then. That's a good family outing race weekend. So that's called the festival. That's June 4th through 6th. And then we get into the Captain Carl's trail racing series. I didn't do it last year, but the year before I did almost every one of them. So they have about, I think it's about four or five races during the summer. And the Captain Carl series is what it is several parks around near Austin. Most of them are within an hour, hour and a half. And all the races, they start at 7 p.m. So usually you get about 1 hour daylight, and then the rest of the race is dark. And they do it that way because it's 100 degrees. So that first hour is pretty hot, but once the sun goes down, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So they're night races. The first one's at Pedernales Falls. So all of these are 60K, 30K, 20K, 10K, 5K. I usually do the 30K. I've done a 60K before, but it's kind of long in the summer. So I think I'm going to do the 30K at all of these. I'm going to try to. The nice thing about Captain Curls is if you sign up as a package, it's pretty cheap and it pays for all the races. So the first one, Pedernales Falls, is in Johnson City. Like I said, that's about an hour away from Austin, west of Austin. And that one is June 26th. Then we get into July, mid-July. July 17th is Captain Carl's Colorado Bend. And like I said, there's a 60K and a 30K. That's at Colorado Bend State Park. I don't know what it is about that park, but there's a lot of parks in Central Texas that I've raced at. I almost never see any snakes or anything. But Colorado Bend, that's like the night at the zoo. So much wildlife and snakes. And I remember one time I was racing out there, I was running through rocks, and I looked down, and it must have been 1,000 scorpions. I was running through them. I was thinking to myself, what if I tripped and fallen all this? Just like, is it? But anyway, something about Colorado Bend State Park, it's pretty remote, not far from Austin, but there's a lot of wildlife out there. I've seen a couple of rattlesnakes out there. Near Austin, all these parks I've raced at, Bandera and stuff, I never see snakes. I might see a rat snake or something, but never seen a rattlesnake. But Colorado Bend, I've seen several. Then later in July, the Cypress Fest. I think that's mostly a triathlon in Houston, but Tejas Trails has added a trail race, so they have a 10K and a 5K. So that's in Cypress. So might be worth checking out if you live in Houston. In August, August 7th is Captain Curl's Mule Shoe Bend. So 60K, 30K. It's in Spicewood, Texas, very close to Austin. But also, but in August, trail racing over Texas is starting up again too. So there's quite a few races in Austin. So, I mean, not in Austin, August. So August 7th, you got Captain Curl's Mule Shoe Bend, and then you got the Habanero, which is trail racing over Texas marquee event. That's at 7IL in Cass Springs, Texas, and it's gonna be August 14th through 15th. Very hot, starts at race at high noon. They have 100 mile, 100K, 50 mile. Highly recommend it. Trail Racing Over Texas does a good job. I know that course very well. I was calculating after Jalapeno that I've run that course 31 times. It's a 10K course. So in a remote ranch, between Austin and Houston, I think to myself, I've run that course 31 times. And the interesting thing was in October when they had Jalapeno, I was in the 100 mile on the same course, and about a mile into the no about a half mile into the race, it crossed the road coming into 7IL, which is the same for Habanero, but there were about five or six people that went the wrong way. They made a left turn instead of crossing the road, and they started, going around the bend, which will take them back to the start finish line. And I started screaming at them. I was like, "Hey, you're going the wrong way." Of course, some people had music in their ears. You know my feeling about that. When you're trail racing, you shouldn't have music in your ears for so many different reasons: safety, snakes, someone trying to tell you you're going the wrong way. Anyways, a couple of people heard me, and they're like, "Are you sure? Are you sure you're going the right way?" I was like, at this point, I had run the course 16 times because I'd done the Habanero 50K, the 100K. And now I was in Jalapeno, so I was like, with confidence, I know you're going the wrong way. You run the same when you run a course 16 times, you know it pretty well. And but anyways, after Jalapeno, I've now run it 31 times. It's amazing. So I think You know, there's two Captain Carl's races in Austin. I mean, in August. No, I keep saying Austin. There's another one on August 28th. So I need to make a decision. Either I do the two Captain Carl's races, or I do the Habanero. I think I'll do the Habanero. I like that venue, and I like how they do a good job on it. So you have a lot of choices in August, and then trail racing over Texas has got Night Moves. That's at Stephen F. Austin State Park, 26 miler, 13, 10, 5K. So that's, like I said, that's in Huntsville, very close to Houston. So a good option for the Houston folks. So in August we get quite a few. We got 1, 2, 3, 4 races. So September we have Mellow. That's at Pacemen Park in Spicewood, Texas. A lot of races in Taos Trails uses that Spicewood area a lot. I've never done Mellow. I've heard it's a pretty good race. They have a 26 mile, 13.1, 10K, 5K. So that one's September 10th through 11th. And then on September 11th through 12th, Alamo City Ultra. That's in Eisenhower Park. 50K, 25K. That's in San Antonio. All the races in San Antonio get canceled for fall 2020. High possibility of getting canceled if this COVID crap is still going on. So register for that one with care, because it could get canceled. Paris Pair, that's in Paris, Texas. I've heard that's a pretty good race. I'd like to do that. That's about an hour north of Tyler. So very convenient for the Dallas-Fort Worth folks. They have 100K, a 50K, 26 mile, 13.1. That's September 24th through 26th. Then in October, we have quite a few races too. The Trailway, which is in Somerville, Texas. First time they had this event was last year. I heard it was pretty nice. It's on a private ranch. It's at Lake Somerville Park, Birch Creek Unit. So October 8th through 9th, they have 26.2, 13.1, 10, and 5. A Mission Tejas Trail Run is going to be October 9th. So it's 50K, 25K, 10 mile, 5 mile. So that's October 9th. So that's south of Tyler, so close for the Houston folks. And then Cactus Rose. I did that last October. It was a DNF for me. I tried to do the 150 mile, which was a really bad decision. Tough. You know, because you had to bring your own water, set up your own aid stations, and it got really cold, and I got sick. I finished only 50 miles. So Cactus Rose, known to being very tough. It's at Bandera, same place as Bandera, 100K. They're going to have the 150 mile, 100 mile, 50 mile, 25 mile. I may do the 100 mile at Cactus Rose. I wish I would have registered for 100 mile last year. Great venue, but it's bring your own beer type thing. Bring your own water. You have to set up your own aid station, so it makes it a little bit more tricky. October 23rd through 24th, El Taco Loco. That's 100K, 50K, 25K, 10K. Also in San Antonio. Signed up for it last year, got canceled. I think if COVID's still around, high possibility of being canceled, so be careful about registering for San Antonio events. Actually, San Antonio and Houston events. That one's right in the center of San Antonio. Really want to do that one. It looks very fun, a lot of fun, so I'll kind of wait and see. But I think the odds are I'm going to do Cactus Rose that in October. In November, we got Trivenium to the Marble Falls. This used to be called the Marble Falls Hill Country Marathon is what it used to be called. And they say it's the toughest marathon in Texas, and I can tell you, it is. I did it 2 years ago. I did the 50K, and it's on the road. It's a road ultra, or you can do the marathon. They also have 13K, but it's all hills, and it's all on the road in Marble Falls, which is 30 minutes from Austin. Great race. Tejas Trails does a great job putting it on, but it's a tough one. You want to get a workout, you'll get it there. That's on November 7th. Franklin Mountains out in El Paso, pretty far away from Austin and Houston bunch, but that's a big race for trail racing over Texas. Rob, the race director, has some close ties out in El Paso, so he likes to put it on. I'd like to do that race too. It's just so far away. Who knows? It's definitely on my list to do. Beautiful area. 100K, 50K. They're not having the 200 mile this year, but they're definitely having 100K and 50K. And that one is November 12th through 14th. Then we have Wild Hair, which is in Warda, Texas. This is Bluff Creek Ranch, so it's not far from Austin. November 19th through 21st, 21. 50 mile, 50K, 25 mile, 10K. I'm sorry, 25K, 10K. That's November 19th through 21st. Then we have a new race. Trail Racing Over Texas has got the Texas BMF. I think that's bad motherfucker. Sorry for my language, but that's actually the name of the race. It's going to be a Seven Isle Ranch. This is a last man standing race. So the first last man standing race, you know, at least put on by a major race director in Texas. And it's going to have a cash purse. Rob has said that, you know, let's say it costs $100, he's going to put half the money back in the purse. So let's say the entry fee is $100, $50 is going to the pot. So very realistic, there could be like a $10,000 cash purse. So that one might draw in some pros. So I think it might be a really cool event. At least if you're not racing in it, you know, could volunteer. It'd be fun to watch. So it's going to be a loop. I think it's going to be like a 4.2 mile loop, whatever, I forget what that, four plus miles, and you have to start at the beginning of the hour on the hour, just like the other last man standing races. So that's on November 19th through 21st at Seven Isle Ranch. And like I said, Seven Isle Ranch is Cat Springs. It's about an hour west of Houston, between Houston and Austin. Registration for that event will open on February 1st. So I like to do that race. Probably going to be the one that I do in November, because I'm not doing the road race. The only other one I might do is the Wild Hair in Warda, Texas, but I really would like to do a last man standing race. There's not been wanting to do one for a long time, but they're all so far away. You have to go to like Tennessee or Georgia or California. So now that there's one in Texas, I really want to register for that one. That's going to be fun. It's going to be cool. Hopefully the COVID crap is gone by then. In December, we have Tenayas. I know I'm not saying it right, but Tejas Trail Race. That's in Bend, Texas, Colorado State Park, Bend State Park. They usually have 100K, 50K, and that's December 4th through 5th, 4th through 6th. Then we have Brazos Bend 100, Needleville. That's in Houston area. That, you know, they're having a 100 mile, 50 mile, 26.2, 13.1. That one opens up on February 1st also, and that is a Western States qualifier for the first time. That's a great race. I signed up for it last year and it got canceled. The trouble with Brazos Bend or the challenges, it's in the Houston area. So if COVID is still a problem, there's a very good chance it will get canceled. If not, it will sell out. It sold out last year, and unfortunately got canceled at the last minute. Then a little bit later in December is Mosaic. That's in Liberty Hill, Texas. So that's Indian Mountain Ranch, only a few miles from where I live. Great race. It's like a 10K course and a small like Boy Scout type ranch. It's December 11th through 12th. They have a 26.2, 13.1, 15K, 10K, 5K. I went out there and did a sweeper job, pacer job. My sister and nephew were out there this past December, so I went out there. I've raced that race the year before. I did the 26.2 mile. Highly recommend it if you live in the Austin area, because it's so close and convenient. I mean, it's literally 15-20 minutes out of Austin, north of Austin. But that's the schedule. I hope that was useful. Personally, I'm getting ready for Bandera. You know, we got Bandera tomorrow. And usually I go out there and I set up a tent and stay the night. But I was thinking to myself, because of the COVID situation, I usually get up at 5 every day anyways, and I have to get up at 3 if I want to drive out there. It's a 3-hour drive, so I reset my start time to the window of 8:30 to 9, give me some buffer. So I decided I'm just going to drive out there in the morning. I get up early anyways. So I'm already packed and ready to go. Looking forward to it. The weather should be good on Saturday. It's going to be near freezing in the morning and at night, but during the day it's going to get into the 50s. On Sunday, though, it's supposed to be like 70% rain. So my idea is, you know, my target is to finish under 17 hours. I haven't done that yet, but I've come close. But that's my target. So I think worst case scenario, I'll finish early morning. So hopefully I'll beat the rain. But it could get pretty cold, so I'm prepared for that. If you're out on the course, look for me. I'll have my Mile 62 podcast hat on during the day. And at night, I'm going to have a bright yellow hat on that glows in the dark that my brother gave to me. So I'm going to be easy to spot. Say hi to me. I'd like to meet you if you're out on the course. And wish everyone a great race if you're racing in Bandera or wherever you're racing this weekend. If you'd like to leave me, send me some feedback on the podcast, you can send it to runnerrwe@gmail.com. Or you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at RunnerRWE. It's kind of my call sign. On Strava, you can find me under RunnerRWE as well. I've got a big following on Strava, and I use Strava a little bit different than other people. Of course, I log all my miles on there, but I also post a lot of pictures and cartoons and kind of make it entertaining. So feel free to follow me on Strava or any of my other social media. Wish everyone a great week, and I will talk to you next week. Plan to start releasing a podcast every week. I got kind of out of that habit because there wasn't a lot going on, to be honest, race-wise, but things are starting to pick up now, and I plan on picking up on my podcast release. If you're interested in being on a podcast and like to tell your trail racing story, send me an email or get in touch with me. I'd like to do some more interviews. I don't interview pros. At least that's not a rule, but I'd rather interview people that are in the mid to back of the pack like myself and learn about your story in trail running. Anyways, have a good day and take care. Bye-bye.